This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the 2nd competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with a victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were announced as well, also taking the number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Protesters clashed with police during anti-lockdown protests in Sydney, Australia on Saturday, with dozens arrested. Thousands of people, mostly maskless, gathered in defiance of public health orders amidst a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The protests turned violent fairly quickly, as protesters threw potted plants, paint, and water bottles at police officers and media, while others physically assaulted police horses. New South Wales police minister said, quote, "What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish booth heads." Afghan's Interior Ministry announced Saturday a nighttime curfew across 31 of the country's 34 provinces to curb surging violence unleashed by a sweeping Taliban offensive in recent months. Since early May, the Taliban have launched a widespread offensive across the country that has seen the insurgents capture border crossings, dozens of districts, and encircle several provincial capitals. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Hungarians joined the annual Budapest Pride March on Saturday to support LGBTQ people and protest against a law that limits teaching about homosexuality and transgender issues in schools. Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban has introduced social policies that he says aim to safeguard traditional Christian values from Western liberalism, stoking tensions with the European Union. The European Commission has launched legal action against Orban's government over the new law, which came into force this month, saying it's discriminatory and violates European values of tolerance and individual freedom. Organizers said in a statement that Saturday's rally would show opposition to, quote, power-hungry politician and reject intimidation of LGBTQ people. Officials in Manila said Saturday thousands of residents fled flooded communities and swollen rivers in the Philippine capital and outlying provinces after days of torrential monsoon rains, which left at least one villager dead. They said they are struggling to open more emergency shelters to allow for social distancing among displaced residents and prevent evacuation camps from turning into epicenters of COVID-19 infections. In another hard-hit city nearby, nearly 15,000 residents were evacuated to safety overnight as water rose alarmingly in a major river. Iraq has signed an agreement allowing the cash-strapped Lebanese government to pay for 1 million tons of heavy fuel oil a year in goods and services, helping Lebanon ease its acute power shortage, the two sides said on Saturday. Lebanon is amid an economic meltdown threatening its stability. It has all but run out of foreign reserves and face a growing shortage of fuel, medicine, and other basic goods. Most Lebanese face power cuts for many hours a day. Lebanon's energy ministry says the fuel will be used for electricity generation and is enough for 4 months. Chinese media reported Saturday a man in central China was rescued after spending 3 days trapped in a flooded underground garage following torrential rains, while at least 4 more bodies were found after a traffic tunnel was drained. That brings the death toll to 58 after record rains hit the major city of Zhengzhou on Tuesday, according to a state TV report, citing a government emergency official. Meanwhile, rescuers used bulldozers and rubber boats to evacuate residents of areas that were still underwater, according to the Shanghai news outlet The Paper. The rains flooded a Zhengzhou subway tunnel where at least 12 people died, knocked out power to a hospital and other buildings, and left streets filled with mud. Dozens of trains in the region were delayed for up to 40 hours. The rescued man was found Friday afternoon in a garage, the paper reported. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.